that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was conditional use number 1886, Clarence A. Edgins III.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think we had this discussion in the public hearing about needing some clarification on what's a permitted use based on the restrictive covenants, perhaps, that may be placed on this property. So I would be inclined to leave the record open.
You want
council to
defer action and leave the record open for?
That's my inclination. So,
okay.
Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1886 for Clarence A. Edgins III, my motion is for deferral, leaving the record open for council to research the restrictive covenants that may exist on this property.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 1886, Clarence A. Edgins III, leaving the record open to allow council to research the deed restrictions for the parcel and report back to the commission so that we can make a more informed decision. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?